unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You don't jump up and get saved today and tomorrow you're still cussing. They don't want me to say that. But I know. I've been through the jungle. I know what I'm saying. I'm running around here talking about I'm saved and I'm still cussing. And if you share me too hard, I'm... The Bible tells me, shun the very appearance of evil. So I got to know how to walk away so I can stay. Huh? You know what I'm saying? And the final verse, it said that we henceforth be no more children. Now watch this. I said it earlier. Tossed to and fro. Watch this. If this man preaching a gospel, I'm just going to lay it out like it goes. This man up here preaching a gospel, and here you in the Bible thumbing to see if he's wrong or not. That's so pitiful, it's a shame. He preaches something, and you in the Bible trying to contradict him, and you supposed to be a Christian? How you going to do that? We supposed to agree in one. If he preaching, if you're not in the word of God, leave it to me. He won't get up there no more. You understand what I'm saying? He won't get up there no more. I promise you that. He won't get up no more. If he ain't in the word, it got to be in the word. Just like I get up and say, line on line, precept by precept. If he ain't doing that, he won't get up here no more. He might go somewhere else. He won't get here. That's why I study the word. So first of all, I have the word in me that I can tell you about it. He said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. That's people in the church running around in the church, whispering in people's ears, trying to tell them that ain't right, this ain't right, that ain't right, this ain't right, you don't know this, he don't know. His people tell y'all, you ain't gonna say it because I ain't gonna whoop nobody. Smith think he's something. He think he know everything. People do that. Folks done told me. He think he know everything. But I don't know everything. I'm going to confess to you today. I am a servant of Jesus. I'll take the low level any day. If you want me to be a shoe shine boy at the church, I shine shoes. But I ain't going to stop preaching. But I shine shoes. And I ain't going to let nobody's shoes be shining in mine. That's just the kind of person I am. I'm going to have the best shine in the church. I ain't got to come up here. I don't have to be up here. You put me down a shining shoe, I'll do it. And I'm going to do it while I'm shining. Say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Make sure I stay averse. And okay, y'all. I'm trying to make you a little more hungry. We got plenty of food over there. It's all tossed to and fro by the slackness of men. Every wind of doctrine, you let them, people say all kind of silly stuff to you. And you be wondering and ain't sure of yourself, just get your Bible and read it. Get your Bible and read it and make sure he right. And then when you get him off to the side when ain't nobody there, let him show it to him in the scripture. Don't you get in this church like you get in the church. You ain't nobody in this church got no business. If I say something, I'm reading the scripture, say something about the scripture. There's nobody in this church. One of God don't knock your heartstring out if you do it. Nobody in this church got no right to get up and try to reprimand me before this congregation. The way you do that, if I'm out of order, you get me off to myself and tell me about it. If I don't repent, you could bring me before the church. There's a lot of folks don't know what Jesus say. A lot of don't know what Jesus say. We handle things, well, up the chairman of the deacon board, and this is the way it go. And Reb, you better be careful what you preach. I'll put you out of church. And know what that tell me? The one that telling me that ain't in church and don't know the Lord. That's what it's telling me. Because Jesus sent me to all the world. Go out there and bring people. Not disciples. Go get unlearned people. Go get people that ain't never been saved in life. Go get people that, can I make it clear? The Bible say this. When they want to go to others and get other people, this is what the Bible says. Say, go get the remnants of Israel first before you go anywhere else. Go get my children first and bring them back to the house of God before you get anybody else. And then he'll empower us and breathe on us and touch us and anoint us that when we go out there, we can bring others that they come to church and be trained. Amen. We got to train folks. I promise you, half the preachers in the United States don't know how to even pour water in a cup. Because they ain't been trained. They know the scripture, but they ain't been trained. It's a certain way you got to handle it. And then, look, y'all say, Smith, I get upset. I ain't no better than nobody in this place. I get upset, but when I get upset, my mind tells me, all right. So you got to be a witness. Hold your peace. Go on about your business. Because if you raise hell with the people, they're going to leave and they may not ever get saved in life no more. They may die after they leave out of church. They might fall dead, and then all that's to your hand. So what I have to do is be very careful how I speak to people. When I speak, I ought to have it where you can see what I'm saying. And I shouldn't leave you without understanding. If I preach something, I preach a word, you should know it just like I know it. If you don't know it, what I say, go get this Bible and study it. When you leave here, that's the way we do. Go get your book and just study it. And when you find it, read it over and over and over. And then all you do is come to me and say, look, say, you knucklehead rascal, you did tell the truth. I'm satisfied. Maybe somebody today. Maybe somebody right now. And listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. We're talking about salvation now. We had altar prayer already. We're talking about salvation. If there's anybody, we're talking about to come and be renewed in the Spirit. Come and be renewed in the Spirit. Come and give your life to Jesus. We ask that you come. To come to come in fellowship with this church, come. We want you to come. We want you to come. I wish this was the perfect church. In my heart, I wish it was the perfect church. If it was a perfect church, all we had to do is come in fellowship and go home, because all of us would be perfect. But some way, somehow, everybody ain't perfect. So we need prayer every day. We need counseling every day about Jesus. And I just thank God, and I pray that God would just come and get inside of us and give us the right spirit. Yes, sir.
They come to John and be baptized. The family come to John and baptize.
My God.
And baptize, yes, sir.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Again. find your way. The skies are dark and you can't tell night from day. Put a smile on your face. Keep holding on. Brighter days are coming and it won't be long.
It's alright. It's alright.
It's okay.
Hey, it's okay.
Don't you let your troubles,
you let your troubles
get in your way.
Don't let it get in your
just
way.
Believe.
Just believe.
Have faith.
And have faith in love.
He is with
you. Know that the Lord is with you every step of the way.
It's alright.
It's alright.
Figures. The people praise him, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale cracks and gators found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food. The song's official, nobody's greater for Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
He's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice and testify.
Looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah, I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe.
If you believe it, somebody say it is so. Somebody say it is so. Come on, Africa, Caribbean nations. Come on, put those hands together. Come on, let's say it together.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so. It is so.
Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so. It is so.
Come on, help us say it. Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so. It is so.
Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
His courage, trying to carry this heavy load. But I decided to keep on